Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of you may not know is that a lot of your tax dollars are facilitating free flights for the migrants. Yes, while you have to pay for your flight with Southwest or United, Delta, etc., to go anywhere. Maybe some of you had to fly because of spring break. The migrants, they get a free pass to fly. And this free pass to fly is on your dime and my dime. Now, I know a lot of that would upset you. Well, you see on the screen at the bottom is Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. I want you to hear what happened when they ran a human trafficking sting to stop that scourge from happening in Polk County, Florida. I want you to hear what the sheriff says that migrants, criminal migrants at that, some were victims, but some of them were criminal migrants that's in this country that Joe Biden let in. Listen to what they told him.
But before I turn it over to my colleagues here, they worked with us to make this happen. And what this is, and I want everybody to see it clearly, federal policy drives illegal immigrant crime and victimization. And that's the focus, other than our victims of human trafficking. Listen, folks. I want to introduce you to Andres Gill, okay? Here's this guy. He's also on this board, but get a look at him for a second. He came down here from New York with three females. All of them are in the country illegally. Did you hear what I said? They're all here illegally. He's the one that comes with them to drive them. These ladies are all controlled by a human trafficker. We think their human trafficker is a female. She sets up their appointments, she puts their ads online, she tells them where to go. And by the way, on Friday, the victims of human trafficking, and we've grayed them out, three of them that are here illegally from Venezuela, three of them have to pay her $3,000 a piece on Friday, or else they're threatened. So they're not free. They're really indentured, and they're quote unquote paying off their debt. Now, here's what they told us, all right? I'm sure the federal government will verify that this is not true, but you decide who you want to believe, whether you want to believe these victims are human trafficking are the whitewash the federal authorities give you. They said that when they came into the country illegally, DHS gave them a form, an ID, paperwork that allows them to fly for free. You know, Southwest would let your bags fly free. Well, the federal government will let your illegal immigrants fly free. And they operate out of New York. And they were working up there, and the New York authorities said, hey, if you don't have identification, you can't work in our sex trade up here. You know, we don't allow sex trade here at all, but New York will allow you to do some stuff if you've got the proper authority. So they say they make a lot of money. They're addicted to it. These ladies are going to give you more details. They tell us that they fly to major metro centers for free on the federal government, where they set up their appointments for sex all around the country. Did you hear what I said? Listen, folks, if they don't pay $3,000 apiece on Friday, they're in trouble. The human trafficker sets up the deal. Hey, this deal is just outside of Tampa. They say they show this ID, this card, this paper, they fly for free down here. Then they fly back. But we heard a similar theme from all 21 of these folks. We can't work legally. We're addicted to this cash. It's a lot of cash and it's quick. So we have to give $3,000 a week. We get to keep everything above that. We have a crisis at the border. And because of the crisis at the border, we have people that are victimizing illegal folks, forcing them into the sex trade, because we allow these criminals in the country illegally. We all rail about this and nobody pays any attention. And then we want to politic everything. Oh, we had a good piece of legislation that limited the average to only 5,000 illegals a day in the country, and then we can shut it off. Well, if you can shut it off at 5,000 people illegally coming in this country a day, you can shut it off at no people illegally coming in this country a day. But the politicians are politicking while the victims are being victimized. I read an article this week that says, well, the illegals coming here aren't committing crime at any greater percentage than the people who are here legally. What they didn't tell you is if they weren't here illegally at all, the crime they would commit here would be zero. So we're being victimized. But that doesn't make any difference on the national level. You see, because they sit up there behind their gated communities and in Congress, and they play politics back and forth between the two parties, while illegals are victimized, citizens are victimized, children are victimized, and you got this goofy-looking kid here who's making sure that they come up with $3,000 a week apiece, and he's here illegally. It's a mess, and it doesn't have to be. If we can deal with it and catch it on the local level, they can stop it on the federal level. Shame on all of them, every one of them, for not getting together and saying, you know, there are things bigger in this country than my individual politics.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I found out that information that they're not only flying for free, but they're facilitating human trafficking rings, that really made the migrant crisis even worse. So they're bringing people over here, bringing women over here, to put them in human trafficking, and they have to work off their debts. Now, you remember I kept saying for a long time, why are we allowing these military age males into this country? I've been saying this over and over and over, all these young males in this country, why are they doing that? And you see the picture that he's showing, young military age male is facilitating human trafficking. I probably wouldn't have much of a problem if these were older men, like in their 40s or 50s, maybe coming over, because usually they're not going to be involved with crimes like that. For the most part, they won't. They actually truly want to work, right? But all these young military age males, letting them in here, 16, 17, 18, all 20s. No. And he's saying that they're running their rings out of Democrat-run New York. New York City, where they at, Eric Adams, they're committing crimes in Times Square. They're even offing each other in the shelters. I mean, they've been doing, listen, the things they were doing in their homeland, they bring it up here. Because you have to understand, places like Venezuela, the human trafficking, that's legal. You can do that over there. Over here, it's not legal. So for them, they making a whole lot of money because you have a whole lot of perverts and deviants in this country. They will take advantage of that. They don't care about our laws or what happens. They don't care about that. But it falls all the way back to who? Joe Biden and the Democrats. They are so focused and so dedicated to foreign nationals that even when the foreign nationals get here, they're not even protecting them and making sure the women are not put into human trafficking. You understand what I'm saying? So I keep asking that question, what the Democrats are getting out of all of this. Are money getting siphoned to their campaigns off of the proceeds of human trafficking or any kind of trafficking these people doing? Are foreign governments siphoning money some way into their campaigns to take people from their nations? Because let's call it what it is. That many people showing up, that's all coordinated. We had just covered a podcast. Well, Biden is letting in 30,000, him flying them in, 30,000 per month. All the people that's coming to the southern border, this stuff is coordinated, ladies and gentlemen. It's extremely coordinated, and the American people are going to have to coordinate and get Biden out of office because this is becoming too much. Now, this is just one county, right, in Florida. One sheriff that's talking about it. How many more sheriffs that's maybe not talking about it as much, but they're dealing with the same issue and problem? Not only bringing all these people over is going to lower wages, but now you're bringing a bunch of criminality in, as the sheriff said. You know, they arguing about they don't commit no more crime than anybody else. But like you said, if they wasn't here in this country when they don't supposed to be, not going through illegal means, their crime rate would be zero. And like you said about that, because I've seen some of y'all come in the chat running off at the mouth about the bill they had. And they tell me, oh, well, up to 5,000 a day and we shut it off. Why are we letting anybody in? That's why that bill wasn't a good bill. Why are you letting 5,000 people a day into this country? No, that doesn't even add up right. It should be zero come in to the country. And if you're going to come in here, you go through the proper channels. You go through the legal means. And even the so-called legal means, we need to see what Biden is doing with it, because obviously we know we can't trust him to do anything legal means. Now, if anybody needs to come over here right now, it's Haitians, because their country is literally on the brink of destabilization. That is the only group of people that I say, hey, bring the Haitians in. They the one need to be flying over here. They need to be flying all the Haitians they can in here, get them some resources. I don't have problems with the Haitians coming in and getting resources. Them other ones coming in, and now their countries don't look like Haiti right now. Venezuela does not look like Haiti at all. Cuba does not look like Haiti. And I know his brothers and sisters in Cuba that are suffering. Let's call it what it is. When they let the people come in from Cuba, it's not the Cubans that look like me and a lot of you in Black America. It's not them Cubans, because I just saw a video of a brother in Cuba, and it's sad what brothers and sisters are going through in Cuba. A lot of women, Lord Jesus, if they single mothers, they any way possible, they trying to prostitute themselves just to get some food. That's what they're doing. I mean, they don't mind throwing themselves at a man for that reason. I mean, it's sad what they're going through. But as you see, the so-called Cuban community over here, it's the white Cuban. It's not the black one. You understand what I'm saying? So Biden should be allowing the Haitians to come in here. All the rest of them don't need to be here because they ain't got nothing going on in their homeland. But just as much as like California had imported all that criminal class, and that criminal class went after Black Americans. They didn't mess with the folks. But now in this new group, they don't care. This new group going to go after the folks too, because they see them as more as a lick than anybody. You understand what I'm saying? And this is why you had a Lake and Riley, and you're going to have a whole lot more after that. Because they have another ring of migrant criminals that's going to these rich neighborhoods and doing home invasions and robbing them. They're not messing with black folk. They're going to them folks and messing with them. You understand what I'm saying? And for a long time, Black America told all of y'all, hey, man, hold on with that. Y'all dropping all these people in our neighborhood. You can go all the way back to the 1970s. Hey, man, you putting all the Vietnamese in our neighborhood. You putting the Korean, you putting everybody, the Indians, everybody just dropped off in the black community, and you paper them up and allow them to open businesses in our community. Then they want to be hostile toward black Americans, too. Y'all don't invest government money into black Americans to put businesses and different things in our own neighborhoods. Y'all don't want to do that. Y'all rather invest it in every other group to come in our community. You didn't want to drop them off in yours, but see, this new group that you got in here, this new group is wild. They go into your community. They go into your suburb. They're going to rob you in your neighborhood. And they're trying to take, then they're going to go take over your spot, because they know you got the money. See, they know we ain't got it like that as a collective. We don't. So what are they going to come get out of us? They know that. They know you got it. And that's why they're coming for you. And you're going to lament about all the crimes and theft that's going to be happening in the per capita community. You're going to be lamenting because of that. But that's your boy Biden. Because let's call it what it is. One black person had made this statement on my other channel, and they're right, but then they're not right at the same time. Because the reason why I talk about black America and our voting for the Democrats, because the Democrats won't win if we don't vote 80% for them. But it's true. There is people from the per capita community that voted Biden too. Oh, yes. They voted for him too. Even though they votes are split, still, they voted for Biden as well. So some of them in their community are just as responsible for the migrant crisis too. We can't put it all on Black America. There are some Asians that voted for Biden too, so we can't just put it all on Black America. There are some Hispanics that voted in 2020 for Biden, and we can't say, well, the Black community, I understand why we did it, but the folks, the Asians, the Hispanics, like, why did you vote for Biden? I'm trying to figure that out. Maybe the Asians with the Stop Asian Hate thing, maybe. But why? But outside of that, which wasn't an epidemic, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying it was an uptick, but it wasn't an epidemic. Because you look at the FBI numbers, Black Americans was the number one victim of hate crimes, according to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, in 2020, 2021, and 2022. And when the 2023 number come out, we'll be victims as well. Okay? So maybe all of you who are listening, all of you, maybe you need to think about this in November, because you're looking at that Biden is going too far. Where's my free flight? Where's your free flight? Where's DHS? Where's my free flights and your free flights from DHS? I would like to have that. I need that too. I'd like to take my family on a trip for free, you know, and through the country. And listen what the sheriff said. They can fly from New York to Florida just free, willy-nilly. Must be nice. It must be nice. But this is what the Biden administration do. But yet, the Biden administration is so focused on taking TikTok away. And the Republicans and Democrats, both of them, are so focused on taking TikTok away instead of handling this issue. You understand what I'm saying? That's what they're focused on. Things that's not even affecting anything like right now, because they're afraid it may affect them. But the American people, we still going to hell in a handbasket, and they don't care. They don't care about the rise in crime that's going to be happening in a horrible, horrible way in the next few years with all these military age males running around here. Got nothing to do. There's reports these military age males are hanging out on corners in packs. There was also a report in Chicago that you had these military age males now forming gangs and doing drive-by shootings too in Chicago. Yeah. They bring the same criminality that they had in their homeland. They bring it here. I'm telling y'all, y'all gonna have some problems in the next few years. Even if you vote Biden out of office, boy, y'all better be, if you Trump get in there, y'all better be on Trump like white on rice to be getting them out. Especially them military age males. They the main. If I had to be in charge of deportation, they'd be the ones that going. The women and children, I have to siphon through them. But the men, oh, they gotta go. They gotta go tomorrow. All of them gotta go. I don't care what you got going on, you out of here. Because no, a young man ain't got nothing to do, or he gonna get in some trouble. That I do know. Or just on average. But this is the criminality that Biden is responsible for. Remember, all of the victims of human trafficking with the migrant women, the traffickers that he's flown in here for free, that he's priding himself on. And, you know, he did warn us, though. He did actually warn us. I didn't realize that in the debates that he was encouraging the migrants to surge the border during the presidential debates. I saw that, and I got to cover that on the podcast too. So Biden really did everything he said he was going to do, really, but we all just didn't pay attention to it at the time, I guess. But he didn't really lie. He made it. He kept his promise, especially about the immigration. He kept his promise on that. He really did. But I just want to know who giving the Democrats money? You know, your people that like to be the internet sleuths and look at campaign, you know, donations, and see if you can find a particular donor that's given constantly to every Democrat, especially the ones that's very loud about immigration. You need to look into that, because I'm pretty sure you're going to find a pattern there, because any kind of donations that go to political candidates has to be reported to the public with the Federal Elections Commission. They have to turn in their reports of everybody that donate to them. And I'm pretty sure that some NGO, some nonprofit, somebody or a group of people that's constantly donating to the Democrats to facilitate this. for them to abandon the American people for foreign nationals. I know it's money, because usually, like you said, you follow the money, you always going to find who is really financing it and who your politician is serving, because your politicians are serving people. They're serving people. They're just not serving the American people.